Title of the sermon is Little Children Come Unto Me, Unto My Kingdom. As a child, when our school year was over, we knew that vacation Bible school was just around the bend, either 1 week after school's out or maybe a couple weeks. Now, I always look forward to VBS. I was an only child until the age of 14, and we lived about a mile away from any of my friends. So my church friends, who are also my school friends, we would go to a central location, and then we would be carpooled to the Ashley United Methodist Church. We love the Bible stories from the Old and the New Testament. We like doing the singing, just like the songs that we did today. We did the crafts. I didn't enjoy crafts, but we did the crafts. I'm not a craft person. I may be crafty, but just not a craft person. And we also had lots of camaraderie between the kids and the adults. And even when we went to our public school, most kids attended church. I know that we lived in the 1960s. We lived in the world of Andy Griffiths Mayberry. And you can whistle if you like. That is not today's world for our kids. And that is why vacation Bible school and Sunday school are even more important to our children today. This past week, we heard the sounds of children laughing and yelling and eating and praying and singing and making crafts. VBS is always an exciting time. It takes a lot of work and preparation and money and praying and, above all, sacrifice. I'm sure that Jesus looked at our efforts and he had a big, broad smile on his face as he looked down, because Jesus welcomed the little children to him, even when his disciples did not.
So today, let's take a look at two examples that we do find in the scriptures. Let us first look closely at Matthew 19, verses 13 through 15. The theme of the portion of the scripture was that the little children were brought to Jesus. And notice that it doesn't specify whether they were brought by their parents or not, although it may have been the case with some of the children or most of the children. To begin with, today, even today, not every parent is interested in spiritual well-being for their children. As Christians living in this world, we know this to be true. As Christians, we are sensitive to the spiritual needs of all children, not just our own, which is what VBS was all about. Unfortunately, there are some parents, but thankfully not all parents. There are parents who don't know Jesus, and they aren't raising their children in a Christian home. There are parents we know that don't care about the spiritual condition of their children and will drop them off at a VBS or drop them off at the church and have us babysit, basically, so that they can have some free time. There are, unfortunately, parents who don't understand the importance of teaching them about Jesus and how much Jesus loves them. They want the children to wait until they're old enough to decide for themselves about spiritual things. For example, even attending church. Yet, interestingly enough, they don't let them wait until they're old enough to decide things for themselves, whether to go to school, whether to take up sports, whether to visit the dentist or clean their room.
Now here's a story. There is once a pastor who wanted to show off his garden to a man who wouldn't let his children attend church. Now, he wanted them to wait until they're old enough so they could decide for themselves. Well, when they walked into the pastor's garden, it was full of weeds, which were choking out the squash, the beans, and the okra. Now the man said to the pastor, "Pastor, this is a pitiful excuse for a garden." To which the pastor replied, "I just wanted to wait until the vegetables had a chance to decide for themselves what they wanted to do." I've had gardens like that. The children were brought to Jesus. That is what we saw during this past week. He wants us to bring the little children to him. That is what he wants us to do continually, every Sunday as well. Because if we as parents and grandparents and neighbors and friends don't do so, they may never come. It's so much easier to bring children to church when they are young than wait until they are older.
In Matthew 19:13, the scriptures read, "Then the little children were brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought the children." Now, historically, it is a common thing in the Bible for people to bring children to a prophet or a priest and have them bless the children, like we do today in a child dedication service. And as a prophet of God, they wanted Jesus to pray for their children, to tell them how much God loved them, and to give them a special blessing from God. Now, these parents or persons knew that Jesus was anointed by God, and they wanted their children to share in God's anointing.
For the children who attended VBS this year or who come to Sunday school, Jesus has a special blessing for them. During this past week, one of the special blessings for some children, it might have been the first time that they have ever heard that Jesus loves them. For others, another special blessing, it might be that this is the first time to experience a Christian environment and be around adults who love them as well as love Jesus. Another special blessing, it might be that the seed of the gospel was first planted into their minds and hearts and later on will be ripe for the harvest. And for still others, it might be that their hearts were touched to trust Jesus as their personal Savior. I don't know how each child was touched during this past week with BVS, but I know that Jesus was at BVS blessing the children. In that same scripture, Matthew 19:13, we read that there were hindrances to the little children to come and see Jesus. The disciples rebuked those who brought the children to Jesus. They thought that Jesus was too important to mess with little children. They thought that they were a bother, a nuisance, their trouble. Can't you see that Jesus is busy with more important things than children, the disciples would say? He's got work to do. Leave him alone. He's busy teaching us adults. He doesn't have time to waste on little kids. Now remember that in the culture of Jesus' time, that children and women were thought of as merely property. Not until the male child was old enough to have his bar mitzvah did they really have any rights. And women in the culture had very few, if any.
Now the disciples tried to keep the children away from Jesus, sometimes without realizing it. We may too make hindrances to little children. One hindrance, for example, could be that children get neglected and overlooked in ministry. Some churches have a tendency to view children differently from adults, as Paul had mentioned, as the disciples had. One, some people may not prepare themselves in teaching their lessons for the children as well as they do for the adults.
But not here.
Not at Lincolnshire, we see that. Some people might treat Sunday school or junior church like a time to occupy the children, to keep them from interfering with adult worship.
But not here at
Lincolnshire. Not at Lincolnshire. And some people might ignore the children of the church because they can't contribute to the church. Well, they're a liability and not an asset, an expense and not a source of revenue.
But not here at Lincolnshire.
And that is true. Let us at Lincolnshire continue the good work with the children, continually making them a high priority.
There's also the hindrance of example. The disciples sure weren't being good examples with the kids, were they? By example, they are teaching the little children that they weren't important to Jesus. What kind of lessons are we teaching our children? What kind of examples are we when, number one, we don't bring our children or encourage our adult children or our neighbors to bring their children to VBS or to Sunday services?
Thankfully, that does not occur at Lincolnshire.
Number two, we only come to Sunday morning worship service occasionally, if nothing else comes up.
And thankfully, not at Lincolnshire.
Number three, the only thing they hear about church is negative.
And that is not true at Lincolnshire.
And number four, they don't see that Jesus is important to one's life.
And that is never true at Lincolnshire. Thank you.
The world is full of hindrances for our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors' children. Drugs, sex, violence, immoral TV and movies, bad influences, peer pressure. Let's be a positive encouragement to our children, grandchildren, and neighbor children, and not to be a hindrance to them. The disciples may not have wanted the children to come to Jesus, but we do. Jesus taught the disciples humility and grace. The disciples must have thought they were pretty important, more important than a group of children. They thought Jesus was more interested in them. After all, they were the ones who did important things.
The disciples, now they thought that they were more important to Jesus than the children, as we read in Matthew 18, verse 1. It states, "At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, 'Well, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?'" In Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 33 through 35, Mark gives us a little more description of what had gone on. It states, "They came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house," meaning Jesus, "he asked them, 'What were you arguing about on the road?' But they kept quiet, because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest amongst them. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, 'If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant to all.'"
Jesus had a great lesson to teach them, as well as for us. It's a lesson of grace. Jesus' love for you isn't based upon what you do. It's not based on your performance. It's not based on your activity. It's based upon grace. The disciples were trying to outdo one another to earn favor with Jesus. So he would promote them to a high position when he had his own kingdom here on earth. They're trying to earn favor with God. Sometimes we think that we deserve God's blessing, don't we? After all, look at all that we do for God. God owes us. We feel entitled. Look at me, God. See how great I am. Jesus then does something very humbling for the disciples' benefit as we read Matthew 18, verse 2. He called up a little child, in this case, we have two, and had them stand among them. What had these children done to deserve the love of Jesus? Had they sacrificed to put money in the offering? Had they taught a Sunday school class? Or VBS? Or practiced to sing in the church choir special? No. Jesus shows them a living picture of grace. Unmerited favor. Jesus shows them love for children who hadn't done anything to deserve it. Jesus shows them what grace is all about.
Listen to what Jesus says to them in Matthew chapter 18, verses 3 through 6. He said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea." Jesus puts them in their place, beneath the children. Jesus tells them, if you don't receive the little children, then you won't receive me. Then Jesus talks about the hindrances in Matthew chapter 18. You thought the disciples would have learned their lesson, but in Matthew chapter 19, the disciples rebuked those who brought the children to Jesus for blessings. Now, if the disciples were in our culture, they would have said to the adults something along this line, "Hey, just take them to McDonald's, you know, get them a Happy Meal, let them play in the balls, you know. We don't have time for the children, just let them go do their thing, just let them play. How about taking them to somebody who really cares?"
Jesus was livid. He's enraged. He was furious. Like when he drove the money changers out of the temple. He was not going to stand for that. The disciples had rebuked the parents who brought their children. And now Jesus rebuked the disciples. Jesus is telling us that the way you treat a child is the same way that you are treating me. Children are what the kingdom of God is all about. What we did this past week and during Sunday school each week is bringing the kingdom of God to our children. It's not just about the songs and the crafts. It's not just about having fun. It's not just about your time spent with them. It's about the kingdom of God. When we invest in our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors' children, we are investing in the kingdom of God. Did you know that 83% of those who come to know the Lord do so by the age of 18? Only 17% are saved after the age of 18. Now you see why children were such a top priority with Jesus. Now you see why children ought to be our top priority.
Because children are an investment. They are an eternal investment. Where will this church be 20 years from now if we don't invest in our children today? Well, we know that we invest in houses that will get eaten by termites, burned or blown away in a tornado.
But I won't be able to take my house with me to heaven. I will already have one there waiting for me.
Well, we do invest in cars that will rust, break down, get crushed for scrap metal.
But I won't be able to take my Pontiac Grand Prix with me to heaven. I will travel at the speed of thought.
And we do invest in clothes that will go out of style, get too small because they simply shrink, and we throw them away.
Cheryl remembers the clothes I used to have before we were married. But I won't need any clothes in heaven. I'll be clothed in the righteousness of Christ. The things that I spend my time and money on here in earth just won't mean diddly squat in heaven. But what we invest in our children will count for eternity. Children are our heritage. They are our eternal investment. VBS and Sunday school is an investment in the kingdom of God. And we need to see the importance of that.
Jesus saw children as an example to the disciples, as we read in Mark 10:15. It states, "I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Well, what characteristic is Jesus talking about in the scriptures? Well, perhaps Jesus isn't talking about children with humility, obedience, or innocence. I mean, seriously, let's look at kids. I mean, if you've ever taught preschool, if you've ever had a small child, they're generally pretty full of themselves. And I just have to state, it just reminds me of my nephew. He posted on Facebook a little clip of his daughter, and I have yet to meet her yet, except through Facebook. But I wrote back to him, I says, "My, she has some sass." And he goes, "Oh, Cheryl, you don't know the half of it." I said, "Yes, I do. I was raised with your mother." So, you know, sass can be a thing. Obedience. Now, we know that children aren't always the most obedient in the world. And innocent? Well, I don't know. Did you ever watch even one single episode of Dennis the Menace? You know, maybe he was devious and maybe it was all accidental. Who knows?
What then is Jesus talking about? Jesus is talking about trust. Children are very trusting souls. They have to trust adults for their very existence, for food and clothes and welfare, protection, education. They're dependent on us. As adults, we earn money, but our needs and necessities, they're brought to our kids through our talents and abilities, not theirs. Children have to trust us. This is the example Jesus wants to give us here. How do you enter into the kingdom of God? You have to trust Jesus to do for you what you can't do for yourself.
Children are powerless, and they are dependent. And that's what God wants to see in us, our total dependence upon his power to forgive us of our sins and to give us eternal life. You can't get to heaven on your own strength, on your own goodness, or on your own power.
It's obvious. Children, or Jesus loved children. He made them his top priority. He made them our example. What's so nice about Lincolnshire? is that we do love and appreciate the children of our church. And we must continue to do what Jesus did, to take them into our arms and into our hearts, and to pray for them and bless them and give them the best that we have to offer. Jesus blessed them with himself. We need to do that as well. Only Jesus can bless them with eternal life, with a hope for the future, with a faith that will sustain them in times of trouble, with a peace that will calm them when they hit rough waters. And we all know that we do hit rough waters throughout our life. With a love that will embrace them for all eternity. What a privilege and a great opportunity we had this past week with our children. As our church continues to move forward, what can we do to bring Jesus to the children of our community? VBS was great, but it's only 1 week per year. What different things can we do for the children the rest of the year? This is the challenge and the opportunity that's before us. Amen.